What's up, guys? It's your girl, BK. You're tuned into Fat and Figuring It Out right here on Anchor.fm, or you could be listening to this awesome podcast on one of our awesome, awesome apps. Either way, I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you stay. Don't forget to tell a friend about us. Like, share, follow, comment, support. Hit that support button. The more that you can support this podcast, the more episodes that we can dish out, not just once a month, or once a week. Let's get to once a day. I think we could do once a day, right? If you don't get tired of me, you know, we could do once a day. So definitely like, share, follow, support, all of that good stuff. You know, we're on Facebook at Better Body by BK. Gmail, Better Body by BK is the website. And the Gmail is betterbodybybk@gmail.com. So simple, but I always forget it. Okay, but we're here and we're live. Okay, so let's talk a little bit today. Let's have a conversation. All right, so guys, I just read a story that said that unhealthy diets now kill more people than tobacco and high blood pressure. Rewind. Okay. Let me repeat that for the people in the back of the class who wasn't paying attention, like I was in school. Okay. Unhealthy diets now kill more people than tobacco and high blood pressure. Than tobacco and high blood pressure. That's a problem. That's a major, that's a crisis. Don't you think? That's a freaking crisis. Now, what they're saying is poor diet is associated with 1 in 5 deaths worldwide. That means 1 in 5 people are dying because of unhealthy diets. Now, that's like the equivalent to 11 million deaths a year, making unhealthy eating habits responsible for more deaths than tobacco and high blood pressure. Now, what is a poor diet? You know, people are wondering, oh, I have a piece of toast here and there. Poor diet is a combination of high intake of unhealthy foods, such as red meat, processed meat, and sugar-sweetened beverages, and a low intake of healthy foods, such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grain, and seeds. Okay? Now, when I read the article, I was thinking to myself, like, wow, why is this like buried? Why is this not something that every news outlet is talking about? That this is a crisis, right? So I'm thinking to myself, all right, this should definitely be a topic on Fat and Figuring It Out, because it's not just the foods we eat. It's also what's in the foods. A lot of this stuff, and my father used to say this when we were kids, and I just thought he was like, you know, overly protective. But he used to say, if you can't understand what the name of the ingredient is, if you can't even pronounce it, you shouldn't be putting it in your body. Look on the back of that package and read to me what's on there. And I'm like, oh, come on, not this again. Get off your high horse. But of course, as you get older, you get wiser, most of us. Now, I get it. I definitely understand. This is something that really makes you think, like, what's really going on? You know, they're saying the causes of these deaths are they're saying that the causes of these deaths that are attributing to the unhealthy diets, heart disease, obesity related cancers, and what else? Type 2 diabetes. So if this is not something that makes you say, wow, okay, how can I change this narrative? How can I make the difference not only in my own house, in my own community, but in the world? How can I do something about this? Like they're saying, diets high in sodium, low in whole grain, and low in fruit together accounted for more than half of all diet-related deaths around the world. So I'm thinking it's not going to take. I mean, one person can start something. Let's do that. You can do something in your household. You can do something in your community, and I think it's more about educating yourself. And even listen, I'm not perfect. I am not a perfect eater at all. I just try to do better each and every day. Because when I see stuff like this, it's real. It really brings home to the fact that there is a not just a community issue. This is a worldwide issue. This conversation needs to be had, you know? But in that same sense, we have to do something about it. You know, we have to make those changes within our own households, within our own communities, because fact of the matter is they're still going to market to us. This is a crisis, but you'll still see every five to six commercials are going to be selling you burgers and fries and chicken, you know? The government's not going to do anything about it. I don't care how many studies that come out. These things, we can't wait for them to make some changes because they're not. It's profitable. You know how much they spend on the marketing? Tonight or today when you're watching TV, just count the food commercials. Just count the food commercials that's within your show. Advertisers pay to have those spots. They know who's watching. They know you're watching. You know? So it's like public health is not a concern when it comes to the bottom line, your the dollar, you know, because they know that you're going to go get, you know, that $5 box or that $5 bag. Meanwhile, if you want a cup of fruit, you're going to pay $10. So we know what the problem is. How do we fix it? How do we get better? Okay. Here's BK's ideas. This is my ideas. A, we do our research. And when it comes to budgeting, we got to use our resources. We definitely have to use our resources. Don't be afraid to get those weekly coupons. Those weekly coupons be bomb. Oh my gosh. Yes. Those weekly, you know, if you're in California, it comes on Wednesday, right? Those weekly, the ads or coupons with your local grocer and they, you know, telling you what's on sale most times. The things that you really need for a healthy diet is on sale. You know, for example, avocado is on sale right now. Ground turkey, lean turkey is on sale right now. I just went and scooped me up a little bit of that. Yes, sure did. you know, you can get things. You may have to get them weekly unless you have like a discount card or something that you can go to Sam's and, you know, just stack up on it, like, you know, your brown rice, so on and so forth. But don't lose hope. Don't think that this is the end all be all, but just know what's out there. You know, CBS News is reporting unhealthy diets now kill more people than tobacco and high blood pressure. That's something that should be a freaking news alert that goes out to everybody. Just like, you know, child abductions or something. I think that's crazy, but it's not, it's just buried. You know, it's just buried. So protect yourselves, protect your families. You know, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I know that, you know, budgets are very thin. Listen, I try to stretch as much as possible throughout the month. I know. I understand. But we have to try our best for ourselves. We have to try our best for our families. We have to try our best for our communities. I don't want to be one of these. I don't want to be a person in this statistic. I don't want you to be a person in this statistic either. You know, springtime, there's no excuse why we can't get out and get moving. Eat bad. Some days we just have bad days. Get it. I got it. I understand. Get up and get moving. Even if it's just a walk. Great way to clear your head, by the way. Great, great way to clear your head. Get up, get moving. Just don't sit around and just say, you know, there's nothing that I can do, because there's always something that you can do. It may not be what you want to do. Hey now. May not be what you want to do, but there's always something that you can do. You know? Just take the first step. Just take the first step. Because I don't want you to be a part of this statistic, and I don't want to be a part of this statistic either. So first step is just making a move. And many gym facilities, you can get a membership for $10 a month. Just to get on a treadmill and walk. You don't like the gym? You can go to a private studio. Don't want to go to a private studio? Walk around your house. Seriously. Walk around your house. Clean your house. You know how many calories you can burn if you just cleaning your house, turning up some music, sliding around in your socks, dusting, mopping. Those are all exercises. Those are all full body exercises that you can do. Squatting down, fixing a rug, kneeling down. Hey, kneeling down. Guess what that is? That's a lunge. Now you don't get too deep into it, but I'm just saying we don't have to be a part of the statistic. And I'm trying my best to make sure that you're not. Make sure that my family has the proper tools to lead a healthier and happier life. All right. Any questions, comments, concerns, definitely reach out to me, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. Definitely let's shout out to my girl, Rebecca. Shout out to Rebecca for listening to the program. Thank you so much for your email and your support. If you would like a shout out, definitely reach out to me. Again, my email is at betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. I got some great news coming up in the next podcast. So much great things going on. But again, you know how to reach me, betterbodybybk@gmail.com. Online at betterbodybybk.com. Let's not be a part of the statistic, guys. We don't have to be. I keep saying that. We don't have to be. You know, let's not be a part of this. Let's be a part of the statistic that we helped help our families' lives, and we helped our own lives, and we took the bull by the horn. It's not just about losing weight. It's about taking care of our overall health, our mind, body, and soul. Let's not be a part of this statistic. This is crazy. Unhealthy diets now kill more people than tobacco and high blood pressure. This is not cool. Not at all. Let's change the narrative, okay? It's your girl, BK. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. I love you to death. I look forward to talking to you soon. Have a great one. Bye-bye.